An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
What's that, Grace?
I'm really bad at mooing.
You're not good at mooing.
I'm really not.
Do your pigeon, though. You're good at pigeon.
That's nice.
Yeah, she does a really good pigeon.
I can do a cricket too.
It sounds exactly the same.
No.
There's you subtle differences.
There's not a difference.
There is a difference.
Give me the pigeon.
See, that's Bert from Sesame Street.
Okay,
right there.
Give me
you
the cricket.
The pigeon.
I'm
with you, guys.
Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, same thing. All right, we've had a big caliber of callers this week. Are we ready to find out our finalists for our 39th caller of the week, guys?
Yes.
Yes, here we are.
With Jimmy still away, Nate started to run out of show ideas. So alongside his new co-host, Madison Hawes, he asked Hobart the question,
when did you get too much info from your grandparent?
And it was never going to be a pleasant topic.
Taylor from Bridgewater.
I was about 14 years old. I had a boyfriend at the time. And my grandma was telling me about the dangers of having a boyfriend and, like, babies and all that. And told me when her and my grandfather made my dad, they did it in their backyard, like, right next to the cockatoo pen. And then showed me a scar on her leg from when the branch scraped on her leg. Yeah. Our relationship was never the same after that.
Wait, the cockatoo's there?
Oh, well, there was one there, yeah, we know. That's it.
A bit after my father passed, the cockatoo that was there would always say my dad's name and was going on about how dad was made. Yeah.
Cockatoos don't remake sounds that they hear, do they? Or
it would always say like Christopher. And then, yeah, it would always like reenact that time.
No, like, reenact. Taylor.
Oh, that's cute. It says your name.
Then Hugo Bladel jumped into Jimmy's chair and showed us just how easy it really is to do Jimmy's job. In other words, just sit there and crack the occasional dad joke.
We are asking, what can your pet do on 131060 after Delta Goodrum's cat Bean has learned how to play the piano?
Yeah! Hey, another one, Beanie.
No, don't, Bean. Don't play one.
What if this is the start of Bean's piano career?
Well, I don't think it is.
I think we might have to put Bean's career on pause.
All right, Donna from Old Beach, what can your pet do?
My little mini Labradoodle has learned to undo child locks on our drawers.
What's in the drawers, Donna? Is it something that your dog wants or are the dogs just doing it for fun?
There were things in there that he wanted to get, so we thought we'd get smart and actually put his own toys in there. Now he doesn't want to open the drawers anymore because they're his things.
Okay. He's kind of like a dog burglar.
Yeah,
no, like, Donna, don't
like
encourage.
Like a cat burglar, but like a dog burglar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what
New
you mean.
Yeah.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a butch criminal. And with Hugo in the studio, Nate thought he'd fire up
Renegade Serenade.
Tell us how it's played, Nate.
So, Hughes, what we do is we have somebody on the phone right now. They're going to tell us a little bit about the person they think deserves to be serenaded. And then live on the spot, you're just going to come up with a live serenade for them,
yeah,
okay?
Off the cuff.
All right, let's go to Remy from Sanford. Hey, Remy, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
Is there somebody in your life that deserves to be serenaded?
My mum.
Can you tell us a little bit about your mum, Remy?
She loves her wine, her shoes, her car.
What kind of car has she got, Remy? She's
got a Volvo.
What's her name, Remy?
Michelle.
Beautiful.
She loves bushwalking. She loves her work.
What does she do?
She does bird lasers.
Did you say bird laser?
No, there's this company called Bird Laser Bing. I forgot the name of it. Bird Bing. The name of the...
You know what? Don't worry about it. Remy, don't... I think we've got... Have we got enough or do you want some more?
Yeah, that's plenty.
All right. Hughes, when you're ready, mate.
Michelle, she's mighty fine. She loves her car. And doesn't mind a wine. Hope you're not drink driving, Michelle. Doesn't mind a Volvo. I tell you what, this song is on a roll, though. She loves shoes, they sing in the blues. Bushwalking through the 2x2s. The Tassie two-step, there she goes. It's swell, oh, give it up one time for Michelle. She loves her work. I tell you what, and I'm a guitar player. But I don't know about the bird laser. Bird laser. All the way, the only bird laser in the whole of Tasmania.
Oh, listen to that. Remy, what do do you think? That was beautiful. I mean, you don't, it wasn't beautiful, guys. Beautiful Hugo.
Yeah, that was beautiful Hugo.
Thank you. Took the cracker off my butt, so now she's mad.
Christopher. I'm just gonna tase her with my butt laser. MP3 Maddie,
he's
audio
done
guy.
It again.
He is very, very good, isn't he, Tommy?
I love it. How good's Hughie B?
Oh, he's very talented. Very, very talented. Speaking of talented, all our callers this week have been very talented. But as always, there can only be one winner. And let me please present our 39th caller of the week, our 39th cow. She has a dog that breaks into her drawers. Of course, it can only be Donna from Old Beach. Donna, welcome.
Hey, nice.
Donna, congratulations. You are part of a very exclusive club now. You are our 39th caller of the week. How does it make you feel?
Oh, incredibly special.
Yeah, are you part of any clubs or anything, Donna?
No, this is the best one, I think.
There she is.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm after, Donna. That's one of those questions that could have gone either way as well. You part of any clubs,
yeah,
Donna?
I'm
yes.
Pretty careful how I answer.
No. That's good.
Made for radio. Great
well
work.
Well done, Donna. That is why you're our 39th cow. Now, Donna, because you are our 39th cow, we do need you to do something for us. Do you know what that thing might be?
Oh, God, yeah.
We need you to moo for us, Donna. Are you happy to give us your biggest, loudest moo?
Oh, here we go.
Take it away, Donna. Come on.
No,
I liked it.
No,
a bit more, I reckon,
no,
from Donna.
Donna, we need more from you. You know, you
seriously, guys.
Yeah, just get real heaps of
really
gusto. It's Friday. Let's bring
it's
it
your
home.
Your favourite club.
Come on, Donna. Here we go.
Rightio. Moo-hoo!
Yeah. Jimmy and
Nath. Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.